CFR, if you're a local business or nonprofit and would like to reach our listeners about your products or services, consider becoming an underwriter on KZFR. Your message will be read live, and we'll also link your website to ours, this to our program guide. If you're interested, contact me at underwrite@kzfr.org or call me at 520-4742, and we can put KZFR to work for you. That's underwrite@kzfr.org or by calling 520-4742. Keep it live and local at 90.1 KZFR.
Show 1919, the May 8th, 2019 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk about animal issues, including animal rights and veganism, every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. We have a great interview today with Karen Meech, who may be a familiar voice for some long-time KZFR listeners. My guest today, Karen Meech, is the founder of Peace Animal Sanctuary, located in Penn Valley. She founded the Peace of Peace Animal Sanctuary in 2004, focusing on the rescue of farm animals, but because rescuing and caring for animals is in her family's DNA and in her own DNA, Peace of Peace is also dedicated to the rescue, care, and placement of any animal in need, not just farm animals. And the sanctuary is now called home by about 150 animals. When she's not taking care of the needs of those animals, she is also a practice manager at a veterinary clinic in Nevada City. She's working
when she left Front Sanctuary and actually offered it to myself and two other people who worked there at the time, Diane Miller and Olivia Salvador. And so the three of us took it over together and did it together for maybe 3 or 4 months, and then I ended up just being me. And I continued on and then passed that show over to Sarah Downs, who then passed that over to, she the one that passed it over to you.
Actually, it went on hiatus for a couple of years before we had the show again.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you picked it up and that it's still going.
Yeah, so was it a half-hour show back then?
It was an hour.
Really?
It was an hour-long show. I loved it. It was amazing. There was so much time to interview somebody and put in my own thoughts, and we could have call-in people as well for the show from the community.
Who were some of the folks that you interviewed?
You know, I was thinking about that after we had been emailing back and forth, and one of my most memorable interviews was with Eddie Lama. Do you know Eddie Lama?
I should know him. I know the name, but I
can't. I'm trying to remember the name of the name. This is so bad. I should look it up. But basically, he was a construction worker who became vegan. He was not vegan. He ended up dating a woman, and she asked him to watch his cat. And that cat made him feel differently about animals, and he became vegan and ended up opening up his own sanctuary. He also would go on the streets of New York City with videos of animal cruelty in the industry and talk to people out of a van. So he was really my most memorable interview. And he was one I actually think he was my very first interview that I did singularly without my co-host.
I know that feeling. I actually started that show. The show was started by Professor Robert Jones, who's an animal rights philosophy professor at Chico State. And he's the one who was invited to start the show again. He invited me to be co-host with him, and I thought a lot of the local vegan outreach in Chico, so he asked me to help on that.
Yeah, so it is great to interview people. I definitely interviewed a lot of sanctuary founders. I mean, that was kind of how I started, and then I just started moving into different animal rights groups. You know who I never interviewed, who I wanted to interview, though, is the founder of the Sea Shepherd.
Oh, Paul Watson?
Yes, have you?
I have not.
All right, well, either way, it's great because it's putting out the word to everyone in the community, and now that it's streaming, that's wonderful, too. So now I could actually listen. I don't since I've moved.
Right, yeah, at kzfr.org, you can pick up the streaming, and the show is archived automatically. That was then, and now you have a sanctuary. You went from farm sanctuary to your own sanctuary.
Yes.
So talk about that. How did that happen?
So I had been at Farm Sanctuary for a number of years and absolutely loved my work, and I loved doing the radio show, and I loved the area. But I had met a woman through rescue while working at Farm Sanctuary, and she was mainly a pig rescue person. And I had gone to her place a few times, and over the years we had seen her struggling to kind of keep it above water. Her husband had passed away, and she had not made her property with the rescue animals a nonprofit. She just kind of did it personally. And after she helped with this one rescue at Farm Sanctuary, I just kind of became friends with her, and she started asking me to come and take over her place. And her place was in Loma Rica, outside of Marysville, between Marysville and Grass Valley. And it was 5 acres, and she had 300 animals. And so it took a long time. It took me about a year to decide whether or not I wanted to take on what she had going. And the last time I went to visit be peaceful for the animals that are here and for the people that come to visit.
And so you started with these, was it 300 pigs?
It was, we actually had 130 pigs out of the 300 population, and then there were lots of birds, and there was goats and sheep and a little of everything.
Okay, and that was back in 2004?
Four. Mm-hmm.
And dare I ask, do you still have some old timers left from that original? Or sponsoring or participating in a, for instance, a statewide initiative effort like Prop 2.
Right.
That influences a lot of people, but it doesn't necessarily connect people with an animal, right? And
right.
The animal place has a beautiful sanctuary, may or may not be connected to the people in, even in the same county that you're connected with.
Right. Well, they do have lots of volunteer days, and they have usually the larger sanctuaries will put on events that will bring people to the area, which is nice. You know, and I don't want to downplay any of that because I have seen some wonderful change and people that come out company animals, and we started with a property that was kind of dilapidated and falling apart, and we are still trying to get out of it. And I have all of this background experience with the veterinary background, working at a large animal sanctuary, and it's just, it is difficult. It is much safer if you're starting with zero experience to start with nothing, one or two animals, and then work your way up and really build on that education part of the sanctuary. Because getting, you know, whether you're doing cooking lessons in the community, vegan cooking lessons, or starting a radio show, or going to people's homes and teaching them how to care for the animals, it is great. And the other thing, too, is going into schools with an animal. At Harvest Home Animal Sanctuary, they have a great program where they take their birds, they'll take a turkey into the school, and the kids read to the turkey.
And Harvest Home, they're based in the Stockton area?
They are. Like I said, there's more and more people that are starting their own organizations, and people should keep it up, because the more, the better.
Yeah, and I think that what you pointed out is there's other on-ramps to helping animals besides starting a sanctuary. One really good way of connecting to an animal is to adopt an animal, right, to sponsor an animal at a sanctuary.
Sure.
And folks can do that through you too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, folks, we will go ahead and post the link to the Peace of Peace Animal Sanctuary on our show notes. They're also on Facebook at Peace of Peace Animal. And then what's another way that folks can support your organization?
Of course, volunteering is one thing that we're always looking for, whether you want to come out and clean stalls or brush a horse, or we can use skilled workers as well. We always think people that are willing to build or do fencing or yard work.
Okay, that's just a good contact you directly. And
yes.
How does your sanctuary work connect to being vegan?
Well, I think the importance of when you're rescuing farm animals to make it very clear to everyone who is looking at what you're doing, that the reason why you're doing it is because you respect living beings, you respect that they are sentient beings, that they have their own life, and that they have their own wants and needs, and that it's not for us to take their life. And for me, starting at a very young age, living in a household where my mother taught us not to kill ants and even flies, you know, bugs. We don't kill anything. We leave nature alone. They all have their own purpose, and they all have their own things that they're trying to do. And so being a little child and learning that, you just grow up with this respect for animals, and then putting that out there to the rest of the world. I mean, if you live your life with compassion and love for others, and you just live that way, and you don't push in people's faces, people respect you, and they actually kind of look at what you're doing and sometimes change. I can actually say, having the sanctuary and also working at the veterinary clinic at the same time, there was a period of time in the beginning when I was working there that I actually ended up eventually having everyone at the clinic except the doctor become vegan. And I wasn't even pushing it. It was just them asking me questions about the sanctuary, about the farm animals that we rescued, different stories of different animals that we took in, the cruelty that they endured, and how we love and respect them and how we treat them now. It just made them think about it and change in their own time, and it was amazing, and they all are still vegan.
That is great.
It was
that
so, great. Yeah.
Work as advocacy. That's a good thing, because not everybody, you know, has an animal sanctuary. We have the people we get in touch with, that we connect with, are our coworkers and our family. And we have the deepest impact on that inner circle. And that inner circle is also the most resistant to the you should go vegan, aggressive type outreach.
It's true. It is definitely true. But I am the kind of person where, you know, the saying, you get more beef than honey. It's just not that I don't, you know, get in healthy debates with people, because of course I do, but just living my life the way I do, for instance, just every little thing you do, say everyone's leaving work, and the cats are all locked up, and you're going to be there an extra hour. Well, I go and I let everyone out, and everyone's still
system and in all of our animal agriculture systems. They all have some touch of cruelty and unfairness to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know we don't have a lot of time, but on the opposite spectrum, I worked at a place where there were several animal rights people and vegan people, and there was a person there who was not. He was a local person who was hired to do cleaning, and he worked there for about 3 years, and he continued to eat animals, but still stayed at this place. And when I started working there, I started spending time with this person and just being myself, and I started cooking, and I would make him food, and I would have him come out and hang out with me with the animals, and oh, they're cute, 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 and look at what they're doing, and look at how they're hanging out together, and just pointing out things that the animals do in their lives that I notice that shows their little family and how they relate to each other. And this man actually, within 6 months, became vegan just because he was being talked to a different way and was being invited to be a part of my vegan lifestyle.
Sure, instead of being told or ordered.
Instead of being told or everyone just expected that he wouldn't because of his background. If everyone can just be open, even if someone is negative, just still try to be open, because you never know what's going to change someone's mind. Yeah, you don't give up. You just keep going. We appreciate your time and everything that you're doing with the radio show.
And you've been listening to Non-Human Radio on TZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. You are listening to an interview I recorded with Karen Meech, who is actually a former host of Animal Matters, which is a previous incarnation of this show of Non-Human Radio. Karen Meech now runs a micro-sanctuary in Penn Valley called Peace of Peace. That's P-I-E-C, of peace, like peace and justice. I want to thank Karen for being my guest and reminiscing a little bit at the top of that interview about her radio days with KZFR. And most of all, to thank her for all the good work she's doing now and has been doing for animals over the years. I have posted links to her sanctuary so you can learn more about the good work she's doing and maybe volunteer or support her in some other way. Now it's time for the Chico Vegan Calendar of Events. We have two great vegan events coming up this weekend, and that is on May 11th, that's Saturday, is the Pop-Up for Compassion, a benefit night for Farm Sanctuary, hosted by Bree, the yoga studio. That'll be on Saturday, May 11th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Bree, the yoga studio, at 830 Broadway in Chico. And they'll be hosting a Pop-Up for Compassion with an opportunity to shop, eat, and be pampered while supporting a great cause. We had the organizer, Toby Benedetto, on the show last week. She's organized a really amazing event with vendor pop-ups, vegan food, and a silent auction, all of it to benefit Farm Sanctuary, and all of it to celebrate her birthday. So happy birthday coming up, Toby. And near and dear Vegan Baked Goods will be hosting a Mother's Day vegan brunch at Blackbird Chico on Sunday, May 12th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, you can go to the Blackbird Chico Facebook page. And that is it for the calendar. And if you have an event to share, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com. Our last piece of business, as we almost always do, is the Animal Rights Quote of the Week. I asked our guest, Karen Meech, what her favorite vegan quote was, and she said that this is her number one favorite, so I'm sharing with you all now. The Irish playwright and vegetarian George Bernard Shaw, when asked by friends, asked